All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. Welcome to my man-made pond.
Okay, yeah. Do a little bit of paddle boating.
Sure. They got swan boats and regular.
Hmm.
All kinds of things here. But for our purposes, what I've done is I have hired some malcontents to seed this pond with different games, and you and I have gone fishing.
Oh, we're going okay. to have gone fishing. Been a while since I've gone fishing. I'm curious. I recently got a hold of my grandpa's old rods and reels, you know, and I've thought about there's a little fishing pond over at a nature center nearby. I've thought about going there and giving it a shot.
There's nothing more boring or horrible than fishing. it's worm torture for a little bit, which feels awful.
Yeah.
Then it's really boring. Then it's fish torture. It's awful. It is a cruel, horrible act.
It's not boring. It's peaceful. It is cruel. It is cruel and peaceful.
Meditating is peaceful. Like sitting in a chair is peaceful. Have you considered whittling wood?
I feel like
that's the old man. Like that's the Chad old man hobby to fishing. You get something at the end.
Hey man, this is your idea. Okay. You're the one who had this man-made pond made.
Well, I like to pretend to do horrible things. I don't want to do it in real life.
Okay, okay. All right.
I hate fishing. Anywho, we're going to cast out our reels. We're going to wait just an indeterminate amount of time.
Okay.
You know, because that's fishing.
It's up to them.
And then one of these games is going to bite our bait here.
Okay.
And then we'll, and our bait is Nintendo games, or Nintendo systems, rather. So whichever game just crawls into the Nintendo, we'll just pull the Nintendo up and we'll have a game in there.
Okay. Are we going to fish from this little jetty here, or are we going to go out on one of the boats and fish?
Let's go on the jetty. Let's just do the jetty.
Okay.
I don't feel like putting on like special clothes.
You mean a life jacket? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Special clothes for wimps. Wimps like me who can't swim. Let's reel back and cast. Oh, let's make sure that we don't accidentally rip out our ears.
Right.
With these rusty worm gutty hooks.
Why are you using rusty hooks, dude?
What?
Why are you using rusty hooks? Come on.
They're always rusty.
Take some pride.
They get gross right away.
I mean, yeah.
Because of all the worm slime on them.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're just going to wait. It's up to the fish at this point. Oh, wait. There we go. That was quick.
Hey. Nope. This is way quicker than ordinarily.
Yeah.
Okay. And uh-oh.
Oh boy. Boom. Oh boy. This is it's really dragging pretty hard. I'm fighting this. I'm just gonna have to keep going.
Now it's kind of letting go. Oh, now it's back.
We pulled back at Jaws.
Yeah. Oh, I'll just, I'm not scared at all. It's just a fish. It's like I couldn't be less scared.
You just don't have to go in the water.
Yeah. It's exceedingly easy to avoid Jaws.
Uh-huh.
What a weak, horrible monster.
Good movie, bad monster.
This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering. Ding, ding, ding. Soup's on. Grab your bowl and get ready to slurp.
And this week, for episode number 450. Yes, this is 450. We're talking about a big one. We're talking about the Jaws NES game. This was a patron demand by Aaron, who says, I played this endlessly in my nanny's attic when I was 4 or 5. I had no idea about the following things. There's a list. What I was doing, why I was dying, what the purpose of the game was, or what the movie Jaws was even about. Nonetheless, I love the bright colors and maps. My standards back then were very low. Hey, thanks for putting this on the list, Aaron, because this game is good.
It's so here's the thing. I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Okay.
I like LJN's weird Nintendo games that are super bizarre.
Okay.
Like, I like Friday the 13th a lot. I like Roger Rabbit a lot. This is too grindy.
Okay.
It's interesting, but you spend a lot of time just killing peaceful jellyfish to steal their shells to power up your boat.
Hmm.
I find this game too grindy.
Yeah. It is not as good. Okay. So let's put it this way. I'm definitely grading on a curve on this. This is not as good as Friday the 13th, which I think is a genuinely good game. I think that this is, you know, good for the NES. It is like good for the good in the scope of like the non Zelda, non Castlevania, you know, like if you put aside all of the classics, you know, like all of the like extremely good and sprawling games, this feels a little bit more representative of the NES catalog to me.
Yeah.
You know, and graded by that metric. If you throw out the outliers, this feels like a perfectly acceptable NES game to me. And I feel like the reputation that this has is mostly unearned.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And I think that it is just because, maybe not just because, but I feel like this is one of those ones that got AVGN kind of early. And because of its LJN association, there are people who are like, that's bad. And it's like, no, it's probably grindy and like repetitive or whatever, but there's stuff going on here. And it is at the very least good in your hands. You know, this is a fun arcade game to me.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it is not a bad little arcade game.
Yeah.
You know, about killing peaceful jellyfish just by the score.
Oh yeah, just mowing them down. They don't have nervous systems. You're fine.
You got to practice before you can kill a shark. You got to kill something that's less feeling. Eventually, the sequel to this, you kill a man. Like, you go from jellyfish to Jaws
to the most dangerous game.
To son, to father, to grandfather,
to God, and that turns into a JRPG.
Just more and more familial connections.
So you play as the ship captain, right? Like the dear Roy Scheider or what have you. And you are like, there are multiple different screens on this. You're going around like a map, like top down as your ship, and you have random encounters where your ship will be destroyed and your character ends up in a frog suit going on a dive to kill a certain number of creatures, the jellyfish, the rays and stuff like that, to collect not only shells, which will power you up, but also like pick up crabs that will make you swim faster. All of this to it kind of improve your stats and make yourself ready for the Jaws encounters.
Yes. Yeah. It's got that thing that a lot of cool Nintendo games, like the Ghostbusters Nintendo game or whatever, like where it's weirdly modal.
Yeah.
You know, it has that feeling of before video games had a genre, you know, which I associate with PC games. This is a weird thing that PC games did all the time. So you do that and then you fight Jaws, and depending on how much of that you've done, Jaws will be easier or harder.
Right.
Jaws is not, does not get new moves or anything. Jaws is exceedingly easy to fight. Just how many hits he takes.
Yeah. You've got to,
like, when I push back on this being good, that's really what I mean, is that it's interesting as a Nintendo game, but really it's just like, how much do you want to grind versus how many hits do you want Jaws to take?
Mm-hmm.
It goes down.
Yeah. Interesting is probably the better way to put this, because like Friday the 13th, there is persistent health on Jaws.
Yes.
You know, he is something that will pop up and will be present in certain encounters. And when he's there, you'll get a chance to like fire like little cannon shots at him to do damage before he inevitably destroys your ship and you have to avoid him while you're under the water. But like, you know, you are whittling down his health over the course of the regular game. And when it is whittled down, you get into like the final first person encounter with him.
Which is the other bone I have to pick with this that's very similar to Friday the 13th in that this is just switching to a different gameplay mode with a different control scheme, but doesn't tell you what you're doing.
No.
use a different button to fire a strobe to make jaws pop up at the right time to hit him with the prow of your ship, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it's like the problem with these games that did that modal thing is they just swap you into a different mode without telling you what's going on.
It's like, succeed. Yeah.
Yeah. Just do it. You're doing it. What talking about? And that's Jaws. The long play of this is 6.5 minutes on YouTube. So it's pretty cool. I could imagine this being wretched if you had bought this on, like, this was your Nintendo game for the year.
Yeah, and that would probably
a big reason why it has the reputation it does.
Yeah. But in current days, without those limitations, I am willing to reevaluate this positively.
Yeah. It wasn't made by Slouches or anything. Like, it's Atlas ended up subcontracting this to the company that Westone Bit Entertainment, which I didn't know, but they made a bunch of the Wonder Boy games, which are not, you know, and Bomberman games. Like, they weren't, you know, shitheads, which is true of like a lot of LGN games.
Yeah.
You know, they have this bad reputation. But what LGN meant was they hired real developers who sometimes subcontracted, and it's really just a wild card.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It's like where you get the outsider art of Nintendo games.
It's where you get, yeah, it is the it's a real roll of the dice. You might end up getting something made by a real team, you know. I was surprised to see Atlas kind of associated with this.
Yeah, even though, like, again, that weird shell game of development that happened back in the day.
Yeah,
shell corporations. Yeah, I'm still in. We just recorded the Watch Out for Fireballs on Chuck E. Cheese, so I'm still in educational mode.
Okay.
And I shift gears to be stupid. Because I'm like, oh, and this company subcontracted this. And like, I want to educate, which is not the purview of the show.
I want to talk about these different business relationships.
Yeah, that kind of compelling content. I got a confession for you.
Okay.
This whole time, I thought I'd seen Jaws.
Okay.
Because I watched a Jaws as a kid, and I knew I hadn't seen it in a long time. In looking at descriptions of them, I have never seen Jaws.
You've never seen Jaws?
I think I've seen Jaws 3 and thought I had seen Jaws.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, that didn't do anything. So I should probably watch Jaws at some point.
It's good. You know, it's got that it's got that 70s slowness. Like, it is not as dire as something like Close Encounters of the third kind, which is really just about a bad marriage
movie.
Yeah.
It's a really boring movie.
Yeah. Incredibly charismatic performances, and one of the best villains, the mayor of the town, is really good. Yeah.
It just Jaws Shark at Night.
I mean, Jaws himself,
the mayor, Night Shark.
Jaws himself it would go on to be like, oh, this is an evil voodoo shark, or it's getting revenge for, you know, the death of his kids or whatever. Jaws would get more agency, like the shark, which never was never named in the actual book or movie, was really just a force of nature, right? The villain as the mayor is, you know, people were making
money. The beach open.
Yeah, it was all about tourism stuff, right?
Capitalism was a villain even before we all realized it.
famously, nobody before 1977 thought, man, capitalism is bad.
Well, I mean, they certainly did. I feel like it entered the public consciousness.
Yeah. It became more acceptable to just say that in as many words, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was a part of our stories forever.
Yeah.
Like, it's always some greedy money making piece of shit.
Yeah. But people, like in early days of COVID, when you know, places were reluctant to shut down, people made all these comparisons to the mayor from Jaws as like, oh, yeah, we can't close down the beaches, commerce got to happen.
There's somebody out there who's like, well, the guy had a point because, you know.
No, 100.
From Jaws.
Yeah. And that person is Ben Shapiro. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, the guy, he's a clown. He doesn't have good thoughts.
No.
He has bad thoughts. He's real dumb. You know? He's not a smart man.
No, he talks fast, though. You should watch Jaws.
He does talk fast.
Yeah. It's understandable how that could happen, right? Because it's one of those ones where you're absolutely going to get cultural osmosis, right? And, you know, everybody, you know, you could be forgiven for not knowing you had never seen the original USS Indiana monologue. Yeah. Because it is parodied so much, everybody knows a doll's eyes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the bigger boat.
Of course.
Yeah. As far as I know, Jaws is about getting a series of successfully bigger boats. Like, I would like to do an edit where it's like, you're going to need a bigger boat. And he's like, how about this one? I'm going to need a bigger boat. And it just keeps going until eventually the boat is so big that Jaws has no choice but to respect it.
I mean, how do you think that they're going to defeat God if they don't have a big enough boat, yeah. Gary?
Yeah, you're being silly. Enough boat. Could God create a boat big enough to defeat God?
The answer is yes, but why would he want to?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that philosophical question is always very funny to me because it describes God as like a non-motivated thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just this you know, this weird entropic force that exists. Yeah, I do just think about God popping out of the water like Jaws, like you're swimming along, and then just like a classic white beard like Simpsons God. It's like, he's Simpsons a friend, and just like
he still acts like a shark, like, yeah,
bats your boat into the water. Uh-huh. Like, opens his mouth and tons of little, like, G's eyes swim out of there.
Jonas walks out and, like, do not go in there.
Woo!
Just waving stink from in front.
Oh, man. Man, you ever thought about Jonas taking a shit inside the whale? That's got to be rough on that whale.
Oh, my God.
Geppetto also lived in a whale for a while.
That was Pinocchio who got that out. Geppetto just wait, was it Geppetto who got it?
Yeah, it was Pinocchio rescues Geppetto who lives in the whale.
Okay.
If you haven't read the synopsis of Pinocchio in a while, you should because it's bug nuts insane. he gets sold into slavery multiple times and quickly.
like right away. It's those Italians, man.
Yeah. Now a Pinocchio. Like, it's just, now Ichio. But yeah. And then sent to the island where they all turn to donkeys for smoking cigars.
just falls in with a bad element, you know?
Duck wild. And many of those kids don't get rescued. Only Pinocchio gets rescued.
Oh, yeah.
All the other kids get body horrored.
And he's there. He's not even a real boy at that point. Like, come on.
No, we rescued this piece of fucking wood. This living human being.
Yeah, he was animated by his by this creepy old guy. He just really wanted a kid. He wanted a kid so hard that some wood talked.
Yeah. Yeah, so some old man who's never went to a fertility clinic.
Yeah. Get it together, Geppetto. Come on.
You have a bio baby, Geppetto. Jesus. Try Geppetto.
A bio baby.
Get bread, Geppetto.
God, I hate that terminology. You get
bread.
I hate that terminology.
I typically don't like it, but I like deploying it. I think it's got a lot of power.
It's fun to deploy it. It's just weird because another term that I really don't like, but I enjoy when it is deployed for shock value is cream pie, which is just the same idea. Just, you know, fire in the cannon indoors, unsavory. Right? What's that?
Yeah, it's a little unsavory.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about it. And it's also not something like it gets deployed and you're not thinking about a freestanding cream pie. a contextless cream pie is weird.
Yeah. And it's just sold by Little Debbie.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. I watched one of my friends eat an entire box of those once as a meal.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
A meal, you say?
10 down, 0 to go. Dinner is solved.
I'm just thinking about the volume, and I'm doing quick comparisons of one of those boxes versus the volume of the human stomach. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Genuinely impressive.
I feel like we've talked about the Little Debbie or, you know, what's the name, Hostess stuff enough recently to where like it's probably going to be like when we talked about Pringles or Pop-Tarts and I was like, oh, I'll fuck around with one of those.
Some zebra cakes or some shit.
Yeah, it just feels like declaring defeat. I don't know that I care for that.
I can't remember where we landed on it. What's your poison when it comes to a Little Debbie snack cake?
The ones that I've had the most were the cosmic brownies. Mm. I don't necessarily believe that those are the best. That
also sounds vile.
Yeah.
That also sounds like something you shouldn't say to me.
It sounds like, you know, it just one of those stunt sex acts of the Blumpkin, yeah, right?
Dreaded Rear Admiral.
Yeah. No, nobody's ever actually done it, but people just say it around. Yeah. No, just for some reason, had those around quite a bit. I was a big fan of the Swiss cake rolls, honestly. Mm-hmm. Never liked the official ho-hos, because the Swiss cake rolls, you could peel the chocolate off and then unroll them. Yeah.
Yeah. I like a candy you can deconstruct.
Yeah. Like, but I'm also a weirdo who, when I was a person who ate Skittles, I would sort them by color and then eat them, in turn, you know, so purple, green, mm-hmm. red, etc., going that way. So I've always played with my food before I ate it. I would take the crust off of the sandwich, just eat the crust first, you know, and then eat the rest of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I could go for a Star Crunch.
I
don't want to buy an entire Star Crunch, but if I found a freestanding Star Crunch in a convenience store in the next like week, I will buy it.
Yeah. Star Crunch. Well, that's caramel, coated with chocolate, and it has like rice. It's like Rice Krispies around it.
It's like a wad of caramel and Rice Krispies. Coated mm-hmm. in chocolate, basically.
Gotcha. That
it's flat.
Mm.
It's like a burger.
Yeah,
like you eat it like a burger.
stacked up like a burger.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good to me right now. I was a Nutty Buddy kid, but that sounds good to me right now.
Yeah. No, that's when we talked about those. Was on the Nutty Buddy episode of Orb. It feels like.
Oh yeah. And yeah, somebody wrote in and let us know, not corrected us. I'm so sensitive about being corrected. Somebody wrote in and let us know the context that in the East Coast, there are frozen treats that are Nutty Buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I've had a real hankering for some ice cream lately, but I don't want to buy ice cream to have around. I might just cave and go to a Dairy Queen, get a Blizzard or something.
My body's decided I can't have like a lot of foods.
Mm-hmm.
So ice cream would be disastrous to me. There's all these things I really like and I'm just not allowed to eat anymore.
Yeah, no.
I just turn 41 and I'll die if I do.
I discovered that with peanuts, actually.
Oh, that's rough, man.
I know, right? Because peanuts are such a good snack. But like if I have more than a Planters like 100 calorie pack of them or whatever, just like a little sleeve, like a gas station sleeve of peanuts specifically, I get really, really, I mean, let's just call it gastric distress. Let's say, a lot of emergency bathroom trips on that. And I was just, you know, it took me a while because I figured, yeah, I've got trouble guts anyway. But, you know, I used to eat lots of peanuts and it was only recently that I figured out the correlation and I looked it up and it's like, oh yeah, that is a symptom of a mild peanut allergy, which I don't think I had before. Right.
The idea that you can develop those things is really foul.
Yes.
It feels like I should have my negative traits like locked in at birth.
Right. Yeah. I've got to deal with them, you know, so at least make them predictable so I can plan against it. Kind of feels unfair to just have that deployed, you know, partway through. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I mentioned this before. I can't have coffee really.
Yeah. You talked about
that's
that.
That's relatively new. It's the last couple months. Like it gives me really bad acid reflux.
Wow. I would miss the flavor,
mm-hmm.
you know, like it I'd is, yeah, yeah, it's a coffee tastes good, you know, regardless of if you put cream or sugar in it or whatever, like it is a good tasting thing. Like the act of making coffee, like it is, it is nice, you know,
nice little ritual. It smells good.
Uh-huh.
It's really nice to like very fond memory. Like things I ended up cheating and having a cup of coffee, day before yesterday, mm-hmm. maybe a Sunday, but one of those days, and got really bad acid reflux. I'm like, oh, that was fucking it.
Mm-hmm.
But just like nursing a cup of coffee while I like do work on a day is just like very pleasant to me. Like setting my robe all day.
Yeah.
You know, play games for work or do research and just drink a cup of coffee. Feels very good. Mm-hmm. I'm describing like the most boring fucking thing in the world that every human has a right to have.
Yeah.
That for some reason, God has rescinded my ability to do.
Yeah. Vile.
Sucks.
I hate it.
Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's a huge bummer.
Yeah. No, I can get away with dairy as long as it's not too late in the day. If it's too late, then all of a sudden it runs into night and morning time and collides with the weather fronts that are already happening around that time.
There are a lot of things that I wish I could like impart to my younger self, to appreciate. I don't have like rose colored glasses in a general sense, but I do wish that I appreciated being able to eat anything.
Yeah.
For the first 30 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just like, yeah, no, it's all fine. You know, go fucking nuts. And now no longer the case.
It's like, you probably should have thought about it a little bit more, but you didn't necessarily have to.
Yeah. I'm not saying it was good, but yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, well.
I would like to eat a shark. And the reason I would like to eat a shark is because
revenge.
Two, they come in steak form.
Mm-hmm.
Usually. And three, revenge. So I would like to find a shark, maybe the shark from The Life Aquatic, and eat it.
Yeah. I've never had shark. I would not be if I had every assurance, and there were signed affidavits that it was ethically harvested, then I'd probably fuck it. Sign me up. I've eaten, fish is fine. Whatever.
Can I run a hypothetical by you?
Okay.
What if the shark was not ethically harvested, but the shark had done a lot of bad stuff?
Okay.
Canceled shark.
I like the idea of a canceled shark. That's that is amusing to me. I would feel
one move and you're canceled, bro.
I would feel weird eating an animal that had eaten another person. So it depends on how bad the thing it did was. Like, if it dropped a hard R at some point, sure. I would probably if it was a gamer shark.
Yeah, it's just an internet gamer shark. And maybe it went on Fiverr and paid certain people to say certain things.
Yeah.
I don't care how ethically it's harvested.
Yeah. Get me that shark. Cook them up. Put them in a soup for me. I don't know. There's certain other moral ills that are addressed, even if it is unethically harvested at that point.
Do you think realistically you've never eaten something that has eaten human flesh?
No, it's hard.
I bet I have eaten things that have eaten human flesh. Like, I can't guarantee it, but I just feel like I've eaten a lot of animals in my time.
It's one of those things.
That one of them ate a pinky or something.
I would want to say that the majority of the animals that we eat are not carnivores. Most animals that we eat, they are either herbivores or like in the case of chicken or whatever, they're going to eat like mealworms or whatever, but it's hard not to care. It's hard to care about that. But then you see a video of a deer just catching a pigeon and then just eating it.
Yep.
It's like a
pig will devour a human foot. Like it's nothing.
Oh yeah. No, you want to make a body disappear. Is four pigs in 15 minutes. But, they're herbivores, but that's just out of convenience. Like, even if they're in the wild, like it's going to eat some mustard greens because they don't run. Right.
Yep.
I've eaten a lot of meals and I've eaten meat my whole life. So it's hard to say no. It's hard to say that I couldn't guarantee it is the thing.
I would love to be able to say I haven't laundered human meat, but I definitely have.
Yeah.
Not definitely, I guess. I feel like there's a good chance.
Yeah. I have plausible deniability about it, but it is kind of the same in a way, that any person who eats meat, there's no way to know. Yeah.
Knowing that you did it is I feel like half the crime of cannibalism.
Yes.
Is the intention.
It's a little bit like, religions where there are strict food restrictions, right? People make a big deal about the Islam religion. Anything haram. And it's like, no, it's not like you're going to go to hell. We don't even really have that. And also, if you're starving, it's fine. If somebody gives it to you, it's fine. Obviously there are different interpretations, but like the majority of it is like, if somebody gives that to you and you didn't know, it's not actually like something that can be held against you.
It's like people who are vegetarians and how they react if they eat something that was like cooked in meat.
Yeah. Like, oh, this was cooked in an animal fat, or this had broth in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do they absolutely go ape shit, or they're just like, not my choice. I'm not going to like beat myself up over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like one of those I think is more realistic or like more reasonable than the other.
Yeah. I will usually side with the person who doesn't go ballistic.
Yeah. In a general sense.
Yeah. There are things worth getting ballistic about.
Going ballistic over, but yeah.
I really wish that there was better and more GameFAQs stuff about this, but like a lot of like the reviews are mostly folks doing their own AVGN act, right?
AVGN kind of polluted it.
Yes. Yeah.
For sure. The main FAQ I found for this I like from Glass Soul. like Jaws and original movie, all that stuff, talks about how it's not a review, and then spends like 1,000 words telling you how to play this pretty simple game, and then has a huge section called "In My Opinion." And I'm really glad that it's about the Jaws the game. I was really hoping that it was going to segue into like what he thought about just stuff.
Oh, I was going to do a Colin Moriarty. Yeah,
like put 60 seconds on the clock, like, you know, but no, he just sneaks a little review in there.
Yeah. And just kind of does the no matter how much they explain, like why I made a fact about this, I will never understand why somebody who really, really dislikes a game will make a fact about it.
No, it doesn't make any sense, even with outside of the Bounty ecosystem.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. Which I do get.
I do.
His main ding up against it is it doesn't have a good story.
I know, that's weird. That's such a weird thing that has held up against early games like this.
Yeah. Systems heavy.
Yeah. Games.
All of these facts have a "you may ask yourself why I'm writing this fact."
They do. Yeah. Section.
Yeah. Every single one of them.
And it's like, maybe you should ask that question of yourself.
Yeah. You may ask this. I won't.
You may find yourself writing a fact for
writing a shotgun fact.
My God, what have I done?
I'm really sad that the people who made the game Maneater turned out to be chuds, because I was interested in Maneater. Even though people said it was real shallow, I was like, I want to become an electric shark that like eats people.
Yeah. Narrated by Chris Parnell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that sounds real fun.
Uh-huh.
But apparently those dudes are scumbos.
I can't tell if it's the publisher or if it's the developers.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't remember well enough. Obviously my desire to play it is not so strong that I researched.
Right.
That, you know, So like the truth, you could be like, oh, you're stopping yourself from having this fun experience because of dumb woke reasons. And the real answer is I was never gonna have that fun experience. It just kind of sounded fun, but I was gonna do other stuff instead.
Yeah. And just this is just a mild enough to merit in a particular column that I was like, whatever.
Just enough friction.
Yeah. The Jaws PS2 game is fun.
Is it now? I haven't heard anything about that.
It's similar in concept to Maneater. It is an open world GTA alike where you are playing as the shark. I remember having a good time with it. It's not as fun as, you know, kind of a similar, kind of like also ran, open world game from around that time. Like it's not as fun as, Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction, you know, which is a banger. But it is fun enough to be notable, as like you would be surprised, by this being as engaging as it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed.
No.
On the message board, there's a section here called Jaws versus Lesser Aquatic Animals. And the first person says, Jaws always had such an attitude, so I just stabbed him with my boat. That's the first message.
Okay.
But the next person then says, 8-bit fish slaughter is violent and inherently Japanese. That's racist.
I don't care about that. I don't care for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care for that at all. Are they saying that because of that blackfish? documentary?
I mean, just a broad history of whaling, I think, is what is what they might be playing with there. But like, they weren't the only ones.
Whaling happens.
Yeah.
Pretty gross.
Yeah. Don't care for that. I forgot this. Jaws is killed in kind of the same way as Cthulhu.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They just ram a boat into him, and it happens.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
They're probably the closest thing that a Cthulhu, you know, is extant.
Yeah.
Is it a Jaws as a shark?
I mean, Cthulhu does have that one avatar that's a shark. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't. We talked about this as a joke kind of thing, but the I avoid sharks very easily.
Yes.
I'm not generally scared of water things, mm-hmm. In a practical way at all.
Yeah.
The tagline for this, like, you'll be scared to go in the water, and I'm like, well, first of all, check. Like, you already got me there. But two, like, done, easy, done.
Yeah. There is much water available to me that I could go into that does not have a shark in it. For example, are you familiar with a lake? How about the stately swimming pool, the lazy river,
the tub?
Yeah. I am in favor of ocean swimming. If I go to a beach, I none of that laying in the sands, reading like Monster sunbathing rocks. Shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and hate that shit. I will be in the water the entire time. And I've never even been to like a good beach. It's always been like Myrtle Beach and Chincoteague and stuff like that.
Ugh. Chincoteague. I don't even know what that is.
It's the island where my stepdad grew up. It's off of the coast of Virginia, over by Assateague. Chincoteague is Assateague.
Yeah. Stop making up gross Midwestern words.
It's not Midwestern. Like, this is Atlantic. It's like America's Scrod Bucket. Little Sesquatch's a gamma port. Yeah.
It's real Scrod Bucket.
Chincoteague, famous for its ponies. Yeah. They've got ponies, wild ponies that run across the water. Yeah.
I don't like that either.
It's just an island. It's an island community with a beach.
Yeah. And like no part of that sounds good. All three of those words suck.
Okay.
I don't know. The outdoors, I'm not into it right now.
Yeah, the whole area is kind of iffy.
It's gross. Anywho, I'm about Jaws out.
Yeah, same.
I gotta eat lunch. I gotta go find some non-shark to eat.
Like I do most
remind
days.
Me whom sponsored this?
This was Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. We appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate our patrons.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we do.
Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Kick in and support the network at bonus episodes of this show. Just a reminder that at the end of April, the early release is going away, and beginning of May, that is being replaced with additional perks. You can check out information on the Patreon itself.
Yeah. Yeah. If you like this show, you can leave a rating review on Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict. That'd mm-hmm. be great. Listen to other shows as well. Check them out.
Yeah.
They're all over. And what should they do until next time, Cole?
Until next time, accuse someone of farting in an elevator.